Remember that old Scottish song, Loch Lomond? The lyrics go, and you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. Seems that wherever we turn, there are two roads in life, the high road and the low road. One of them's a much easier road to take. The other, well, the other leads to a much better place. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at the purpose of your life from a bit of a different perspective. And please stick with me, because at the end of the message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Living in the God Dimension, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you draw closer to Jesus and actually live the abundant life that He has ready and waiting for you. Can I start by asking you a question? Straight up, straight in your face, I mean, you know me. What's the calling on your life? What do you feel called to do? I guess that presupposes that there's someone doing the calling, which I happen to believe that there is. I believe passionately that this God who sent Jesus to die for you and for me on that cross has a calling. Let's call it a higher calling for our lives. And it's that higher calling that we're going to chat about some more on the program today, because it's living out that higher calling or that higher purpose that we discover in our own experience, in our own reality, the victory that Jesus came to give us in life. Not the vanity and the emptiness that so many people live out, but the victory that Jesus won for us on that cross and through that empty tomb. But as we saw yesterday on the program, what we think winning is, and victory, the sort of victory that Jesus came to give us, winning and victory are actually two entirely different things. Winning, 9 times out of 10, is about us saving our skin, getting what we want. Victory, at least the sort of victory that Jesus lived out, the sort of victory that Jesus taught us about, has very little, if anything, to do with self. It has everything to do with living out the calling, the higher purpose that God has for our lives. That's something we saw in Jesus' life yesterday. But right now, we're going to bring that whole idea into sharper focus in our lives, because that's where the rubber hits the road. Okay, so back to my question, what's the call on your life? Now, it doesn't have to be anything big or grand. Higher calling doesn't mean something impressive. Higher calling means the calling that God has on our lives. Higher calling doesn't mean we all have to be Billy Grahams and fill stadiums with millions of people over 50 years. There was a guy who one day persuaded young Billy Graham, when they were both quite young, to go and hear an evangelist speak at a rally. He drove Billy there in his truck, and because of that, Billy Graham gave his life to Jesus. Now, what was that man's name? I'm sure it's out there somewhere on the internet, but by and large, we don't remember his name. But he had a calling to persuade young Billy to come to that evangelist meeting that day, and had he not followed that calling, this world would be a very different place. Perhaps you're a young mother sitting at home with a baby who's teething and crying and keeping you awake at night, and you think, calling, calling, I just want to make it through today and into tomorrow. But bringing up a young child is an amazing calling. And have you noticed how much sacrifice is involved? There's always sacrifice involved in following our calling. If we decide to follow Jesus and deal with some of the sin in our lives, some of the stuff that we know is wrong, we know is robbing us of life, man, there is going to be sacrifice involved. If we follow God's calling to love other people, to serve them no matter what, you know what? There's sacrifice involved. Jesus' calling was to reveal God to us and then to be crucified. Do you reckon that involves sacrifice? Huge sacrifice. But that was His higher calling. As He put it, to do the will of my Father who sent me. And that right there in a nutshell is what calling is about, doing the will of God. And right here, let me say that that doesn't mean that we all need to end up in full-time ministry. I remember a few years ago interviewing a man on this program who was a business partner, started some coffee franchises here in Australia. Eventually, they did a reverse takeover and bought the company out globally. Now, to be frank, I don't think either of them really needed the money. And doing something that big, they've been at it for a good many years now, is seriously hard work. For what? For coffee? So I asked him in the interview, so why did you guys buy this global operation? Why are you doing this? And what he said was this, so that we could generate funds to support God's ministry around the world. And the things of that business through the heart of these two men and their wives are funding in the kingdom of God is just mind-boggling. Are they following their calling? Absolutely they are. The whole company functions under God and for God. Board meetings start with an hour or so of prayer. They have a full-time chaplain. And even though the turnover is now huge, the bigger the turnover, in many respects, the more zeros on the end of their financial challenges. They look big and successful. They work so hard with their team, all to follow after God's higher calling on their lives, all to use who they are and what God's given them, their skills, their abilities, their resources, their hopes, their dream, their time, their company, their lives, to do what? To do the will of the Father who sent them. And it's in that place, and only in that place, following after God's calling for my life, that I've begun to discover what victory is. Vanity is something I lived out for the first 36 years of my life. It was about my needs, my career, my wants, my future, my reputation. And I ended up coming to exactly the same conclusion that King Solomon came after a lifetime of trying to fill himself up with all the pleasures and riches of this world. He ultimately said, vanity of vanities, vanity, it's all vanity. What do we gain from all the toil at which we toil under the sun? Victory is something I've been discovering in trying to live my life for God, stumbling often. I mean, we all do. But being picked up again by him, being forgiven by him, being provided for by him, seeing breakthroughs, not because of me, but because of him. I've been doing what I'm doing in this ministry of Christianity Works now for just on 10 years, been the toughest 10 years of my life. There's a spiritual dimension, a spiritual opposition that happens when we follow God's calling on our lives. And without a doubt, these have been the toughest 10 years of my life. But also, without any shadow of any doubt, they're the most rewarding 10 years of my life. Because as the oppositions come, I've seen God's victories, victories in me as he stretches me and grows me and makes me more like Jesus. It's a work in progress, I have to tell you. And victories in his calling, as we've seen more and more people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus through these very radio programs. Ask me whether I'd swap my calling for a nice, safe, profitable and large, empty existence back doing what I was doing in the IT industry. And my answer is an unequivocal no. Because victory is so much better than vanity. The only real place we find victory is when we're taking who God made us to be and what he's given us, lock, stock and barrel, and living out his higher calling with all that we are. John chapter 10, verse 17, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, said Jesus. And it's the same calling on our lives, to lay our lives down for God's higher purpose and to discover that victory is so much better than vanity, to discover that victory has nothing whatsoever to do with saving our own skins and everything to do with seeing God's will and God's purposes for our lives lived out and realized, however imperfectly, however painfully, for his glory, not for ours. Something that a lot of people feel is a disconnect with God. Yeah, sure, we do believe, we do want to draw close, but in this crazy world in which we live, for many, it just doesn't seem possible. I think we all end up in that place at some point. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Living in the God Dimension. Let me tell you, this booklet is full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you draw closer to Jesus than perhaps you ever even thought possible, so that you can live the abundant life that he has ready and waiting for you. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.